are listening to Dovetails with Deborah, a show about encouragement as we empower you with tales and testimonies of many who share what has happened to them as the Holy Spirit rests on them like a dove.
Hello, hello, hello. I just love that intro because in my mind, when I hear that intro, I know it's dovetail time. Welcome back, everyone, to a brand new episode. We praise God because the old has gone and the new has surely come. And this year, it's really been a year of new beginnings and new discoveries and year of hope and restoration, replenishment, and being refreshed in Jesus Christ. I tell you, if you're listening today, there's really nothing like God's rest. Many times, you know, we say that we're resting, but it's only physical. And God wants us to also rest mentally, just to take ourselves away from the hustle and bustle. And we see also in the scriptures, Christ teaching that as well, that he pulled himself away and would pray to the Father. Sometimes we just need to do that. Oh, I love what the gospel says, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So if this is your day of rest, try to rest and join us as we, you know, talk with our guests today. We have wonderful lineup for you of people on the show, but make no mistake, folks, these guests are truly courageous as they share the most intimate details of their lives. And how grateful I am, because each weekend I continue to learn and be amazed at what God is capable of when humanity welcomes him into their lives. What God can do with a willing heart is absolutely remarkable. If you have never encountered or heard about Christ before, consider hanging out with us this sweet afternoon as we unpack the journey of my extraordinary guests in order to discover the truth together. And if it's your first time tuning into Dovetails, I am your host, Laura, founder of DCL Ministries, a ministry that was birthed from my pain, my tears, my divorce, and my healing when I surrendered to God's process. I hope you hear that word inside your mind, surrendered. Folks, there's a misconception that time is the thing that heals all wounds, but I'm here to tell you time doesn't heal anything. Time only tells, but it is only God who heals and only God who covers and only God who loves mankind unconditionally. Yes, I'm talking about you, you right there that's listening. DCL Ministries is about allowing the God-breathed word to thoroughly equip mankind for every good work. So if you like what you hear and want to join the movement, log on to www.dclministries.com to receive the newsletter, become a guest on Dovetails, read the thought-provoking articles, Sunday devotionals, and learn all about the featured ministries on our very own Writer's Corner. And we have begun our separation and divorce series already last month. We had a wonderful, wonderful show. My co-host, author Rachel Kidder, she is also a leader of divorce care and has gone through a divorce herself. And so we are not saying that we are the aficionado or that we know all the answers, but we are looking to have a conversation with you. So please tune into our next show that's going to be later this month, July 29th. And as we continue just unpacking all the difficult things that happen in our lives, the emotional difficulties one endures when they are in a separation or divorce. And lastly, if you're looking for a good read, try out my book, The Women God Used. And of course, if I can linger just a moment longer, I'd like to read an excerpt. Women are such fascinating creatures. And if you don't believe me, have a disagreement with one of them, and then let me know how you make out. Yes, I agree, we can be difficult, emotional, argumentative, assertive, bossy, dominating. But to our credit, we are also cute, cuddly, adorable, submissive, beautiful, compassionate, nurturing, supportive, and hardworking. I guess in the end, to save time, we are, as a species, complicated. But please tell me, who isn't? The women God used are rarely seen baking apple pie or reading a story to their children before bed. No, the women God used were also clever, unconventional, strong-minded, and strategic. Today, these women would be described as the first you would pick to be on your board of advisors, but not the kind you want to meet in a dark alley after hours. These women are strong enough to drag you to the finish line, but the first to leave you if you are not pulling your weight. Yes, God handpicked complex and complicated women whose stories are not glamorous, with some of their methods being less than desirable. But they created new streams in the very dirty wasteland of sin. These biblical women forged a dynasty in biblical history and now grace the pages of the greatest story ever told to prove it. If you are not aware, these are the women God used. And this book is for all the women that have had to adjust to life, the women that had to grow into their shells and become leaders, risk takers, rebels, parents to unruly children, widows, single mothers, prostitutes, entrepreneurs, and anything else to survive in this world corroded with sin. This book will allow its readers to see a snapshot of women that didn't take no for an answer when the pitfalls of life tried to bury them into the ground. These women triumphed beyond comprehension and, despite sin crouching at their door, chose unconventional ways and made it anyway. Therefore, God, He didn't waste our time with highlighting women in the Word that were content with church as usual. No. These were women who cried for a night and, due to time constraints, had to wake up and press on toward the goal to reach the finish line. Horrible, you say? I think not. For some of them might have been annoying, but they were also anointed. And many women in the Bible are complicated, but they were also called. And many might have appeared scandalous, and yet God could trust them with trouble. This book will walk its readers through the lives of unique women that were called into a ministry, a position in history that no believer or non-believer can ignore or ever, ever forget. I challenge the position that these women were out of place or horrible. On the contrary, folks, they were the Sigourney Weavers of their time, the G.I. Janes of the Bible, and the movers and shakers in their hometown. These women feared the Lord, and through His guidance, change the hands of time and biblical history. These complicated women, smothered in their own issues and problems and struggles, rose up despite the adversity with a double-edged sword in one hand and the issues of their families in the other. These women paved a way for all who would dare to follow in their tumultuous footsteps, with a disclaimer in bold letters reading, "Buckle up your baby, because we are all in for a bumpy, bumpy ride." Oh, yes, you're correct in thinking that these women were unconventional. But sin entering the world changed everything. So don't judge how these women made it through, for they are survivors, just like you and just like me. These Bible warriors screamed out to anyone that would listen, "I am woman. Now hear me roar." Therefore, it is time to pay some respect to the women God used. The women God used is about humanity learning to let go of what they thought was going to happen and what they wanted when striving to take hold of a God-centered lifestyle in union with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is why Dovetails is delighted to have a woman who astounds me with her steadfast nature when spiritual warfare comes hurling her way. After salvation, meaning embracing in one's life that Jesus is Lord, our conversion of walking in our new identity can be tough, to say the least. It takes commitment and discipline, and something my friend Dawn Mann embodies. So sit back and relax as we unpack the many layers of God's servant, the lovely Dawn Mann. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy, Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
This is Catherine Bees, author and founder of Defend the Faith Ministry, and you're listening to Dovetails with Deborah right here on PJC Media.
Let's get cooking. Yeti Cooks is a place where you will find recipe ideas, tutorials, and tips, clean eating, classic favorites, meal plans, nutrition information, and a lot more. You can find instructional videos or download recipes found on yeticooks.com. Follow my cooking chronicles on Instagram and Twitter. Get quarterly newsletters, latest updates on trending food culture at yeticooks.com. Let's get cooking.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah right here on WPJC 104.5.
Oh, welcome back to Dovetails on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Well, at least it's gorgeous here in Pennsylvania. I'm so glad you decided to join us today to get inspired, encouraged, and poured into for the day. If you are new to this broadcast, please stop by my website at www.dclministries.com to see what guests are saying about the show. It's been so wonderful this past weekend, just hosting and seeing what different guests have to say about the program. So I'm just excited to have everybody here. Dovetails is a safe place to share, good or bad, what has happened in your life. Today we welcome back a woman who shared part one of her Dovetail a few months ago, but she brought such joy to our listeners. We just had to have her back. So please, without further delay, help me welcome the tenacious and devoted woman of God, Dawn Lynn Mann. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Deborah. I am so excited to just be here with you and joined with the Spirit of God and His heart and bringing our hearts together and just telling what God has done and how He's taken me from the darkest places and brought into His wonderful light and just rescued my soul from just the pit of despair and just pulled me up that nothing, you know, that I could not do without on my own. So I am very, very blessed to be here. I bless the Lord for saving my soul that only He could do. So I am excited to just bring out in everything that God has done since then.
I'm telling you,
your
testimony, your heart, folks, if you're listening today, this woman, she just has one of those hearts that as soon as she discovered Christ, she ran towards Him. Have any of you out there discovered Christ and ran, not walked, but ran to Him? And, you know, as I said in the intro, it's so hard after we commit to God to actually walk in His ways. Any of you out there listening, you know, you already know if you're a believer to just remain in God, knowing that He will remain in you, it's definitely challenging. And I have to say with, you know, with Dawn Mann's testimony that she initially gave, there was just, Dawn, your testimony is so large and it has so many layers. We had to have you back. We had to have you back because we're not finished yet.
No, God's not finished with me yet. So he keeps working and working and layering off more and more and just exposing more of His truth and His love. And, you know, with everything, I point it all to the cross, you know, and what and He was taking it all up, you know. And I'm just, nobody is too far gone for His love and the blood that covers everything and the life and the death and the resurrection that God restored back to all of us with with this hope, you know, and it just, it reminds me just when you talk about, you know, being a new creation. And a lot of us think about the butterfly, right? And you think about that transformation of, yeah, the butterfly being a new creation, but think about what the butterfly goes through. And it is the same thing as like what Christ has went through, you know, his life and death and resurrection and being a new creation raised up with him. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So I just think that, yeah, it's I think of it that way, as the new creation of a butterfly and the resurrection of him. So
I love that.
That's what he
does.
That. Yeah.
I'm telling you, what an image. You know, right out the box, Dawn, you said something so wonderful. First of all, you said nobody's too far gone. And I believe, you know, Holy Spirit laid that on your heart, because there's someone listening today that they think, I've done so much bad. I'm so ashamed of what's going on in my life. I'm so ashamed of what I'm still doing and what the strongholds that I have on myself. I'm still am still doing addiction. I'm still nestled in all sorts of, you know, just bad behavior. And so you saying that right off the bat just warms my heart, because no one is too far gone for Christ. And then I love the image that you're saying about the butterfly effect. Does anybody out there feel like you're in a cocoon? You know, in a cocoon like a butterfly, do you ever feel like there's just, it's such a small space and a metamorphosis is happening? It's like having a baby in a belly, right? In a woman's belly. It's like, wow, there's all these things happening on the inside, and yet there's this snug corner. And sometimes that's what it feels like when we are on this Christian walk. That there's no wiggle room. There's no room to sort of like, you know, do what we want to do. That we are held to the principles of God and those things that we love about the Lord, and why we are slowly conforming to him is can be difficult and challenging. Well, many of you out there are listening. You're coming in on part two of Dawn Mann's testimony. So we're going to take this opportunity to just sort of go over some things that she said in her first testimony. So, Dawn, as a child, you were insecure. And I remember you saying that you remained bottled up within yourself. In your testimony, you said you believed in God, but he was not a part of your life. However, this is what I love. You prayed nightly. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Dawn, God's grace is for believers and non-believers alike, meaning the rain falls on the believers' crops just as much as the unbelievers. So, Dawn, as a believer now, looking back on that innocent prayer you said as a child, talk to us about the innocent things that we do as children that actually protect us. And also, do you think that prayer protected you?
I do. I do think that that prayer protected me, because it is God who sees all, whether you're a believer or not a believer, you know, he sees all, knows all. And so he's, and he wants all to come to him. And I think looking back, he started pursuing me. And he is the one who pursued me and found me. And I will explain how that all happened. But, yeah, I do think because the children are very precious to Jesus, you know, in his thoughts. And he even speaks, you know, don't harm my children, you know, and just having that visual of all children, you know, coming to him. And even now, and I'm talking about, you know, just little children on this earth, but yet we are all his children on this earth. So his thoughts are precious of all of us, whether small or no matter what age. Like, again, it just goes back, you know, you're never too old or you're never too young, you know, so it is God who finds us. But, yes, absolutely, I believe he protects the little one, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, he does not want any harm. And anybody that harms his little ones, that's he doesn't look at that as very pleasing to him, you know. So we just, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
So
I love that. And, you know, it is, it's so tender. Today I was in the park and there was a mother, she had her 8-month-old baby, just, she had a blanket and the wide-eyed look on this child. I mean, you know, she's truly seeing everything and she's looking around and she's taking it all in. And I love what you're saying, like the Lord protects and loves those little babies, those young children that are looking for guidance from us that are walking around, that these children that are absorbing everything. I think that's why your prayer to me is so tender and so sweet. It's so innocent. It reeks of just, you know, the sweet things of a child and asking for guidance from the Lord, or asking guidance and for you, for the Lord to protect us. I wanted you to just dive in a little bit to something that you said, just in case someone listening today, Dawn, doesn't quite understand what it means. You said that God pursues us. What does that mean in your opinion?
Absolutely. In my opinion, he doesn't want anybody to be lost. He wants all people to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to perish, you know. And so he takes, and so God is what I believe, and I can only speak for my experience and what I've been through. He places, God puts the name on his hand, and he will do everything he can to pursue and find you. In the wilderness, you know, he will take and he will slice back and he will not give up. No matter what he has to do to find you, he will. Even if it's thinking what is upside down in the world, the way that Christ comes into our life. Like for me, it was just being, when the world came crumbling down, you know, and being with the DUI, and, you know, and I felt so, like, lost and helpless and scared, and, you know, there are even times in my past that is rooted even deeper. That's the surface. That is the surface. Where I had suicidal thoughts, you know, and in those dark places. And at that time when that happened, and I was crying, and I was crying out to the Lord, I didn't know which way to turn. And the beautiful thing of it is, and what I believe, is that he brought a story that was similar to mine, and knowing that gave me hope, that brought my hope back alive and let me know that I wasn't alone. And through that, it just had me go to Jesus, and a relationship, an intimate relationship, just grew more and more and more, and through unfolding of his word. And that's how I became. And each time I just kept going deeper and deeper, and he kept taking me to places with more intense healing, many recovery groups that were centered on Christ, into the furthest places that you can go, like him taking his hand and you open up in his heart, and he just going right down into the trenches and just pulling it all up and rooting it all out, and, you know, with many tools and resources that he brings, because God, you know, he wants the best for you. He wants healing for you. He wants you to walk in the fullness of him. He wants to bless you. He wants these things for you, you know, because he is good, you know, and it's like your, his goodness is, that he brings, you know, into the land of the living, in him. Yeah. So, and that's what he did for me. So it was upon hearing a story of somebody else that it saved my life, because there's, you think about back in the past, you know, when you're on this path of destruction, that you don't even know that you're on it, you know, and it can lead to life or death gel, anything, and bad, just horrible thoughts that run through your mind. And so that is the saving grace of Christ that comes and bringing. So that's why I believe that it is so crucial to speak your story in God, you know, to others, that it comes and brings hope. And it just breaks the bondage of any kind of addictions, or it just breaks the yoke of slavery, you know.
You know, Dawn, we got to get you a podium.
Jesus.
We have to get you a podium. You're preaching. I love it.
I just want to speak of my story and what God has done for me and the places that he's taken me, because, you know, in the past that was rooted out deeper. What took me to fear of men was just through different times under different circumstances of sexual assault, sexual abuse, that took me to fear men. It even hated men. I didn't feel safe with men. It was just, you know, to the point where I just completely pushed them away. I swept them under the rug. I completely avoided them. And, you know, we all want that love in our hearts. But the beauty of it is that I found that love, and I'm content with that love in Jesus, and that nobody can ever fill. He is my first love. He is first with everything. And, you know, at that time, I found safety and with women to try to fulfill that. And I didn't know that. But now God, you know, he's healed that. He's lifted that mighty, and that is a mighty, mighty stronghold within this world. And that I know a lot of others, you know, may not understand that. And it gets, and it's confusion, and it's identity crisis, a sexual identity crisis that the enemy works on and twists the mind and waters down scripture or taking it out of context, or, you know, but the thing of it is he's even healed with that, you know, and I brought it to the cross. I spoke it into the cross, and I brought it to other people that showed and showered the love of Jesus, like Jesus showers the love of us, because our identity, we're not labeled by worldly labels. Our labels come from God and who he created us to be. So he sees us through his eyes, not the world labels. We are created in his image, you know, at the beginning of the foundation, you know, where he brought Adam and Eve, created man and woman to be joined together in him, to bear fruit and to carry that on to others, you know. So that's how we are originally. But then, you know, sin, it did creep in, and now we live upon this broken world. And that also that sin, there is no sin that is greater than any other, not in the eyes of God. All sin is sin to him, you know.
Dawn,
so we can't...
You're saying some powerful things here, and I want to highlight some of the things that you're saying. Folks, if you're listening here, we are interviewing Dawn Mann. She's just a wonderful woman of God, and she jumped on after salvation and just ran towards the Lord. I want to talk a little bit about you speaking of sin. And folks out there that are listening, there's many forms of sin. Sin is a rebelliousness against God. There's a Greek word by the name of anomia, and it means lawlessness, living without restraint. Sin is also a principle within man. And so a lot of, you know, in the Bible we learn about godly principles, but this principle within man is due to the fall of man. So keep that in mind. This principle within man has to do with how we think, how we reason. It's our frame of mind. And so due to the fall of man, sin had entered into the world. Sin is also wrongful acts towards God and man. And so, you know, there's very many forms of sin, but I wanted to bring it up because where the flesh is, all forms of sin are present. So, you know, this is what a little bit of what Dawn is speaking of, just, you know, whatever your stronghold is, it might not be drugs, it might not be drinking, it could be sexual perversion, it could be all these different things that are going on. And so I just, you know, this is a little bit of what we're talking about. But I wanted to backtrack, Dawn, because you said that, like, you had gravitated towards women. You said that we all want love in our hearts. Now, I remember in the first show, you saying that you had a fear of your father because he was really strict. Do you think that started the wheels in motion in regards to being fearful of men? Like you said that you really did not like men. You pushed them away. So do you think it started there and then sort of gradually bloomed?
Well, it did start there, but it really, because I was a people pleaser, you know, perfectionist, and I seeked approval in ways of love, and it started there, but it really manifested, you know, into my teenage years when I had a boyfriend that, you know, pinned me up against, you know, a wall and tried to force himself upon me. And it was attempted rape, and which is really rape in the eyes of God. And that just manifested even further to other men, and the fear grew greater. Then I just became like, as I spoke, like a child, living in an adult body, and just kind of just going with the flow, too afraid to say anything, and I just went along, and I covered it up with drinking. At the time, I didn't even identify it, but God brought other tools, and he brought truth and other resources to show that that was. And even at times, sometimes the enemy wants to minimize that, but I won't allow that, because that is what happened. And obviously it was extremely impactful if it led me astray and pushed men away. And obviously there was something that I didn't understand at the time, but now I have a clear insight and understanding on it and knowledge on it because of God and because of what God has done and because of what God has showed me and the truth found within him. Again, and I say, and it goes right down to the saying that the truth will set you free. And it's truly, it's taking up your cross and following God, you know, and not loving your life and at all, and losing your life for the sake of Christ. And that is what I'm doing, and that is why I'm here now, so that others will know and give them the hope that was given to me, and let them know that they're not alone, and to come to Christ, you know, to point them to Jesus and following Jesus. That is again, it comes back. That is what was done for me. So it wasn't like just there was some kind of like scripture that snapped in front of me that changed me. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, it does not work that way. It's the way that it works is telling your story. And that is what I believe wholeheartedly, is telling your stories to others that gives them that hope and not feeling alone, and leads them to Christ and follows them to Christ and not the other way. So then we just sit quietly and we listen to his voice, and he tells us which way to go. And it might not make sense, but it won't make sense. but you just trust him and you trust in his love. And I know I'm going on again, but it comes down to me that that's what it is. And so, which that led to further destruction in my life of my past. And we got to remember, you know, God is the one who rescued me. He's the one that pulled me out. And we need to remember that we all once sat in the darkness. All of us at one time sat in the darkness. But he came and he rescued me out of that utter darkness. And I can't. Sometimes I'm speechless about that. And it brings me to tears of the love that he has and that he bore upon himself at the cross, you know, and his love just poured out for everybody. And so you look at those who are in Christ, for there is no condemnation, and his love has poured into their hearts, and so they take that love and they pour it out to others, you know, and I think that is so beautiful. The thing that God can do. And it's not, it wasn't even finished yet, because during that path of destruction, you know, I led into, there was, can you release that bondage of addiction too, you know, release, you know, that I got involved with drinking and drugs, and it was all the surface thing where I could not find that peace, and I was never fulfilled, and I started hanging around people that led me even further down, you know. A short time with drug lords and with cocaine, and just, I mean, it was just a couple years, but it was enough. But it was enough. Me captured with them and feeling trapped also with the hotel room. You know, I mean, you do not mess with these people, because they will shoot you. I mean, it's just as plain, as simple as that. You know, so you have that PTS feeling, you know, being trapped. And then there's other times where you're thinking innocently, because you're naive. I'm not naive anymore, but I was naive, you know, and I'm talking about naive about the spiritual warfare, you know, and the awareness of that, but also in our free will that God has given us. But which way are you using that free will? You know, he's a very generous God, but we want to walk in his perfect will. So, that is the hard, narrow road, you know, is to really living and acting on the word of God and what he says, and letting the Holy Spirit pull you by the heart where he is leading. And he's done so many things that doesn't even make sense. But upon that time in the darkness, I thought, well, I was at a bar, and this is, you know, many, many, many years ago. But it came back and it haunted me. But God took that trigger, and he also healed that from his intense, deep work that only he can do.
Praise the Lord.
Before
you go on, Dawn, I just want to highlight something. You go on, I want to, because your testimony is so powerful, and what you've learned from the Lord, you know, you really feel it as you're speaking, what the Lord has been showing you, the healing that has happened, the understanding that has come of your experience, but also your personal experience with the Lord. Some of you out there, you're listening today, you too have a tender heart. Perhaps you needed to be loved like Dawn. And what happens is, when we don't seek God's face, do you see how the choices we make will lead to consequences? And those consequences can also be compounded. If you're listening today with Dawn Mann's testimony, the drinking led to, of course, you're inebriated. So, you know, you're already sort of out of sorts. You're looking for love. You're looking for friendship. You're looking for like-minded individuals. In truth, folks, you're looking to belong. You're looking for people that can validate you. And what happens is when we don't stop, no matter what your addiction is, no matter what your stronghold is, this is just Dawn's story. But no matter what your problem is, whenever what you're fighting with on a daily basis, sometimes we have to stop. We have to almost like a fireman, stop, drop, and roll. Just stop for a moment. And you have to get aligned back with God. Because what happens is God, as Dawn keeps saying, the truth will set you free. The truth will interrupt what the enemy, what the devil, what the adversary is trying to put into your mind. Folks, understand this. The enemy works in a particular way, and many times it's patterns. So, you know, a line of thinking that's always, think of a road. Think of the different exits and routes that you go to get to work every day. Satan works in that way. He will take those same roads in your mind. If you're used to thinking negative thoughts, the adversary will make sure he brings those thoughts to your mind. If every time you are having a bad day, you're focusing on the argument you had with your spouse or maybe your coworker, or perhaps you didn't get what you want, he will always come with a lie. He will always take a little bit of truth and just compound it with a lie. So keep in mind, those of you out there listening to Dawn's testimony, that it started off with just a sincere, I want to be loved. But we have to be mindful of the choices that we are making, because the choices we make have consequences. And so when we decide to douse ourselves, when we have no temperance, temperance has to do with our desires. It has to do with the things that we desire so much. But temperance has to do with the length that you take it. Many people don't know when to stop. There is nothing wrong with having a great time, but many people don't know when to stop. There's nothing wrong with having a drink, but many people don't know when to stop. There's nothing wrong with certain things, but we don't know when to pull back and say enough is enough, because it's in moderation. So this is what you can see with Dawn's testimony, the snowball effect that's starting to happen. And then she goes to the drugs. But also, we're going to take a really, really short break, because I want to go into this 15-year relationship that you had with a woman and sort of just, you know, to hear what the Lord showed you and what you felt that you got in this relationship that perhaps you weren't getting. So we'll be right back with this riveting part two of Dawn Mann, this wonderful woman of God, with her testimony. So hang in there with us, folks. We are enjoying not only your presence, but Dawn. So we'll be right back.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
What's up, y'all? This is your bro, Robbie Newborn, Christian rap evangelist, ministry leader, and founder of GDT Walking Out Ministries, a drug awareness, peer mentoring, and counseling ministry that spreads a message of hope to the hopeless, bringing the gospel to the street. I am a recovery specialist, intervention, drug prevention professional. So if you're looking for a counselor or counseling or someone to just talk to, please call me at 484-525-9832. My website is www.rdsjr.com. God bless you all from all of us at GDT, Walking Out Ministries, and Team God. Peace and Christ love. Come on!
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Mr. Soul Sam Cook. You're listening to Dovetails with Deborah Lassiter. There will come a time in life when a change gon' come. Make your change count.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetailed with Deborah right here on WPJC 104.5.
Oh, and we are back, and we're just enjoying our time here this Sunday afternoon. You know that you can find Dovetailed every Sunday, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, today, folks, you are in for a treat. We have part two of Dawn Mann's testimony. We have some exciting news. She is a recently published author. Yay! We love the praise reports.
Yes,
and folks,
praise
this
God.
Is her redemption story with God. It is published through EA Book Publishing, and it's a compilation. The compilation is under the title Faith and Freedom. It's a book about faith and freedom. So we are here listening to part two of her testimony. And prior to the commercial break, we're just getting more understanding of where Dawn has been in her life and the strongholds that have held her captive and the freedom that she has found by being a believer in Jesus Christ, the surrendering to the Holy Spirit that she has done. And I love, folks, if you're listening to her, she keeps saying the inner work that has to be done. The inner work, I mean, it's ooh, my goodness, the work is hard. It's humbling. So I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to clarify, because we're talking a little bit about this 15-year relationship you had with a woman. However, I want to sort of, you know, do a segue into it, because, you know, the desire to want to be loved, I think it's so natural, right? Like, God is love, right? So why wouldn't his creation desire that? And you know, you've really given us a good understanding the fear that you had of men, you know, almost being raped, being pinned up against the wall by a boyfriend, like, you know, and how in some ways this would really, in many ways, not some, many ways to feel like just, you know, I don't like men any longer. And there's someone out there, you're listening, and perhaps you feel that way. Maybe your journey has started off that way. And now you're in a relationship as well with a woman. I just, you know, listening to Dawn's testimony, folks, we are here to understand. This is not a debate. This is not telling people how to live their lives. This is Dawn Mann's journey and testimony that she has been courageous enough to reveal what God has taught her, what Christ has led her to believe. We are not saying you need to even take up this belief, but I believe if you're joining our show, you are curious, and you have, and at this point, you're listening to this testimony. So, Dawn, I wanted to ask, you know, in this relationship, what void did it fill? What did you feel like you were getting in this relationship? Because when I understand your testimony properly, you actually stopped drinking a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. See, and I want to know even further too that that with the abuse and the sexual assault, that was not the only time. It was many times, and probably the worst time was when I was held capture at a house with two men that two men that took off my clothes and, you know, laid me on the table, and it was horrific. So I just want you to know that there were many times under different circumstances, but from my earlier years before I was even when I was under just that fear and not knowing the Lord and trying to just and all the surface things that were covering what was buried underneath. And he brought that healing up and that truth. And so with that relationship.
One question in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, and I'm interjecting because, you know, I'm just, the question popped into my mind. When these horrible, horrific things were happening, because I want even listeners to understand, some people will go the route that you went, and some people would say, you know what? It's not men that are horrific. It's these men that are horrific. So why sort of go the direction of just dismissing men altogether?
Yeah, I did, because it was my experiences with men of not knowing godly men. Okay. So that's the difference right now. The difference right now is because God has showed me godly men, and I feel now safe and secure with men where I never felt before, because every time I was with a man, I felt threatened, feared, violated, and all these other things. But God, you know, he's so faithful and he's so good, and he's brought godly men, and, you know, and my prayer some days, you know, maybe by the grace of God and who he brings, who knows what he will do with that. You know, I pray about, you know, finding a godly man. But until then, like I said, I am content with Christ as my first love. And he is my first love, you know. So with
so question, if you felt safe, you didn't feel safe and secure with men, and you felt that way with a woman in your relationship, was there talk to us about this, what you experienced within the relationship, and because it's just interesting, it's interesting, your testimony, it's just interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. During that, at the time, it filled a void. I felt loved, and I was loved, and I did love, because our hearts feel right. So this has nothing. I still love all my past relationships, because my heart feels. It's not a heart of stone, you know. Mm-hmm. And I did love, and they loved me, and I felt safe, because I felt no other way, where it was tender, it was caring, it was loving, it was all these things that people desire from a relationship. And but then there was always something that laid hidden underneath, where I just didn't have that peace, even though I loved, and I do love, and I love all people, but I just did not have this peace. There was always, I would have panic attacks, I'd have anxiety, I just, something was missing. And but then I found, you know, through Christ, I found my peace in him. Even, and a lot of people think too, you know, about, you know, living this peaceful life, you know, and it's not, I mean, that's great and everything, but really, the peace that is found is in the midst of the storms, where you can have peace, even still going through trials and tragedies and defeat and all these and hard, difficult circumstances, which, you know, I'm still going through right now, but God is, he's working, and that's where he comes. He does his greatest work, you know, in these places of hard times, difficult times.
Can I ask, what did you discover? You know, you felt loved, you were loved, and you did love in the relationship.
Yeah.
What did you discover, what did you discover about God's design about relationships that made an impression on you? I know earlier you said it's not just a scripture that's said to somebody that brings a revelation all the time. And folks, scripture does bring revelation, but it doesn't work like that sometimes. And so what did you discover about maybe what Holy Spirit, what Christ revealed to you about the relationship of a man and a woman versus a woman and a woman? What light bulb went off?
yeah, the light bulb that truly went off was, like you said, it doesn't work that way. It was when my life came crumbling down, and then I moved, ran towards Jesus, and I seek him. And I went to his word, and I went deep into his word, and his word just kept on unfolding and unfolding. But the biggest beauty of it, I mean, we even have the scriptures, Paul saying, you know, those, you know, who are liars, swindlers, murderers, sexually immoral, you know, do you not realize you will not see the kingdom of God? Yes, that speaks to me, but the thing that mostly spoke to me through God is that we were created in his image. In the beginning, there was God, and God is the one who created us for him. Man, woman, joined together, you know, and who God says we are. And I hold firm with my identity in Christ. And it's not because, I mean, yeah, part of it is a commandment, but it's more than that. It's being who God created me to be, and the healing that he has done in my life, that desire is gone. It is no longer I am healed. He's done a mighty healing, just layering everything back. And so that's where it all comes down to, is, you know, that healing from the inside out that goes right down into your center core, that reveals the character of yourself, and revealing the character of God and who he is. It's a lot of that. So,
Dawn, I have to say, first, I thank you for being so transparent. I thank you for just, you know, explaining that to us, explaining it to the listeners, and taking your experience and articulating that to us. Folks, if you're listening, you know, I hope what you're getting out of Dawn's testimony, she made a commitment to God. She made a commitment to Christ. Her, you know, she didn't seek out to say, well, Lord, I want to change, you know, dating a woman. That wasn't the first thing that came to her mind. She had been through such torment. She had been through such traumatic experience that her first desire was to love Christ. Her first desire was to be a new creation, to be born again. And with that desire, I hope you heard what she said. As she read the scriptures unfolded to her. The scriptures revealed themselves to her. Folks, understand, when you commit your life to serving Jesus Christ, he too will continue to unveil who he is to you, and it will match your desire to love him. And this is called experiential sanctification. When you put all this good juice into wanting to seek his face first, he will reveal the truth to you with whatever is going on in your life. So keep that in mind. You know, the commitment is to Christ. Then the information, then the discernment, then the knowledge, then the revelation. Why? Because God gives all that. Anyone out there that you are extremely intelligent, you just didn't, you know, God gave that. Only God can give that, and understanding and discernment. So I hope you're hearing her passion for Christ. And through her passion for Christ, she became a new creation. I hope you're hearing that. I hope you're hearing that.
Just, and I just want to, the time does go so quickly. And there's so much more that he's done and that he's continuing to done. But but I just really want to really encourage people to really seek out and go to somebody, to not stay in fear and shame and isolation, just to bring your struggles and burdens. to somebody and share. Because like I said, that is how it works for me. And not staying trapped in that isolation, but to seek others, seek godly counseling, seek Christ centered, but have that courage. You know, do not stay alone, because when you're alone, that's a really bad spot to be, and it can just you can go the other way instead of going the right way. But God is faithful. And he will show that love and those faithful hearts that are committed to him. And they will pour into you. And they will pray for you. And you will find healing. So that is my strongest thing to leave you with, is to bring your struggles and your burdens to others. Don't stay alone. Don't do it, you know, and just... find people that you can trust, and even seeking out, a counselor or a church, you know, that's founded on Christ, and just have the church be the way that God intended it to be, you know, and it explains it so clearly in the book of Acts, first of all, and so go to the Word, and even just spend, even if it's just to start out, you know, 5 minutes a day, just at least start somewhere, and don't be left alone. And God cares, and He loves everybody, and He's the one that sat with sinners, you know, at the table, and He's the one because he came to seek the lost, and He came to destroy the works of the devil. That is why, and He is our example on earth. So, with all things
as you said in the beginning of the show, nobody is too far gone. No one's too far gone. But, honey, we're not done with you yet. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back because I want to talk to you about a song by Mercy Me. It's called Dear Younger Me. So we'll be right back, folks. Right back.
Don't go away. Stay tuned for more Dovetails with Deborah right after this.
Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Listen to our internet radio station at touchofgodradio.org, where you will find out your true identity in Christ. You can use the light that is within you to replace the darkness in this world. Go into all the world today with touchofgodradio.org.
Hi, I'm Sherry with the Lemonade Stand. As the weather warms, your risk of exposure to mosquito and tick-borne illnesses increases. Please keep these tips in mind when outdoors. Wear light-colored clothing, apply repellent, avoid high grassy areas, check yourself after returning, and remove any attached ticks promptly, only with a tick removal device or tweezers, avoiding any home remedies. This has been a community service announcement courtesy of the Lemonade Stand.
Has God called you to be a pastor or leader, but the men and women in your church won't let you speak because you're a female? Is the call to minister strong on your life, but you hesitate because you think the Bible tells women to be silent in the church? I'm Jory Micah, and I am here to tell you, sister, that together we can break the glass steeple. I fight and advocate for gender equality in the church, and there are others with me who are holding up the banner. Subscribe to my blog at JoryMicah.com for interviews, commentary, and uplifting words to give you the motivation to answer the call to ministry. Together, we can break the glass steeple and inspire all of God's children, men and women alike, to answer the call to ministry.
We're back, and you're tuned in to Dovetails with Deborah right here on WPJC 104.5.
Oh, and we are back. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how quickly the time goes. We have been interviewing, actually, our second interview with Dawn Mann. She is a recently published author. We are going to celebrate with her. She has published a story, her redemption story with God through EA Book Publishing. It's a compilation, and it's under Faith and Freedom. You can contact or you can reach out to Dawn Mann on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. She is all over to ask her questions, to just get advice, godly counsel. And we've enjoyed interviewing her today. She has really enlightened us about what has been going on in her own life and just some of the revelations that the Lord has given her today. Dawn, I wanted to talk with you. I was listening yesterday, and it's actually this week, the song by Mercy Me. It's called Dear Younger Me. And it talks about the things our older self would warn or change the or give advice to our younger self. And hopefully we would be wiser. So with that being said, do you think your younger self would be one step ahead if she knew what you knew now?
Yeah. Well, it would be very different, but I would not change a thing because this is the life that God proposed for me. This is the life that He knew before I was born. This is the purpose that He gave me. This is the plan that He had. This is all already. It's already written. So I wouldn't change a thing because He would not be using me the way that He is using me now, because we go through things for God's greater purpose, for His kingdom, and advancing that. And that is how God came into my life. And maybe perhaps if life was so easy or if things were so different, I wouldn't have went into the depths with God and went as far as His hand could go and dive as deep as He was allowing me to go into Him, into the Word of God and how He is using me. Maybe, you know, because we think about life that is lived so comfortably, you know, and we're truly not meant to live this world in comfortability, you know. I mean, that really is a dangerous place to be. And I know, again, everything seems backwards from God's ways and the world ways and His thoughts and the world thoughts. And it's completely turned upside down, you know, and it's like, just like I found my freedom is just in the most broken, despair places, but it was in not keeping isolated, even though I wanted to. I mean, I did it for the longest time, but that's entrapment. That's keeping you held captive, you know, and not being able to live full and walk free with God. and it really comes right to the cross. So would I change it? No, I would not. Would have it been easier? Yeah, but I wouldn't be where I'm at now if it wasn't for it was the path that God had led.
And so I love your answer.
This is because in that song, I think it's a beautiful song. So the song to me brings back, you know, just that song of Mercy Me, from Mercy Me, going back into your childhood so that you can have healing. You know, so we go back there from things that we know now to bring us to heal our younger self and to heal the
it's
child.
It's funny, I thought about that same question even for myself, and I agree. I wouldn't change anything as hurtful and painful that my life has even been.
There's
something about learning the lesson. You know, there's something about discovering who Christ is and walking it out daily. It's You know, it's just, you know, prior to me coming to the Lord, you know, you spoke about living in this world and being comfortable. Folks, make no mistake, you know, if you read the Bible, you know, the Lord, there's many people in the Bible that have prosperity and they flourish. The problem is what happens is a lot of people, when they get where they want to be, they forget about others. And the gospel is about helping people. God so loved the world he gave, that there's the action word. And so what happens is, you know, we are conditioned in this world to be so narcissistic and so selfish that what happens is you have, that's why you have such a disparity between poverty and wealth, because it's like people get, only the strong survive. And we don't think about the people that are struggling. We don't think about, you know, what has happened due to our own choices in the world that we live in. So, you know, there's something about learning that lesson and then applying it to your life. Dawn, we're coming to the end of our show. And I guess, you know, I know it's so crazy. But
I know,
Dawn,
it goes quickly.
It does, right? Only your younger self knew that you would be a published author today. Talk to us about your project.
The amazing, wonderful things that only God can do. I would have never dreamed it, but then he's placed that dream in my heart. And it's not for me. It's to be used by God in whatever way he pleases, and God wants to use everything. There's nothing that God does not want to use. He wants to use everything, because that is who he is. He's a God that uses whatever he wants, pain, harm, you know. And so I pray that it comes and it helps others. And bringing them hope, because hope is really the beginning of all things. And that just leads them to Christ and just brings letting people know that they're not alone. And I just pray that happens, and that more purpose from this will come about. For his kingdom and advancing his kingdom, the gospel. Again, that's what it's all about, you know, and spreading that, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and knowing that he is our Lord and Savior, having people come to know him and as our rescuer, our deliverer. So no matter what, that's what I pray, that God will use that, and that I just keep walking in the path of his will, and using my past for his glory, you know, and everything all for his glory and for others, and just serving him, you know. And I mean, I work as my job full time. I work with children with autism. I've been doing that for the last 20 years, but I also do a full time work with the Lord and serving him. So that's where you know, my heart is committed.
I tell you, that's, you know, through the thread of your dovetail, you have displayed commitment, and it's just wonderful to hear, you know, what the Lord has done in your life. I keep, every time you speak, I keep hearing 2 Corinthians 5:17 that you are a new creation, and you've really displayed that wonderfully on this show. Folks, I have to keep reiterating, you know, what Dawn said right when we opened up this show, that nobody is too far gone, you know, that Christ will leave the 99 and he will find you. As Dawn said so eloquently, he will pursue you, because God's love looks for you. Even in the darkest places, And that, yes. that to him, even the dark is light. So he will find you and he yes. will love on you. He will love you back to life, as I've heard someone say. So I hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast today. I want to officially just thank Dawn Mann for just allowing us to take a sneak peek of her life, allowing us to pull back the drapes and see what's going on mm-hmm. behind that drape and what God has been doing in her life. She has told some bitter things today, and she's told some sweet things today, but the sweet isn't as sweet without the bitter. And so I want to just thank her
Lord,
wish nothing but the best favor in her life and for the Lord to protect you always. Folks, again, this wonderful woman of God, recently published author, look for this in another 30 days, folks. It's going to be released. So it's just a wonderful accomplishment. And you can find Dawn Mann on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. So I'd like to end this program, since I was talking about Mercy Me, I thought to myself, I love these lyrics. So I thought that I'd read them to you guys, to you folks, to end the program. So the song again is called Dear Younger Me, and it's by Mercy Me. Dear Younger Me, where do I start? If I could tell you everything that I have learned so far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. Dear younger me, I cannot decide. Do I give some speech about how to get the most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make? Because those choices that made me, even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride, dear younger me. If I knew then what I know now, condemnation would have had no power. My joy, my pain would have never been my worth. If I knew then what I know now, would have not been hard to figure out what I would have changed if I had heard. Dear younger me, it's not your fault. You were never meant to carry this beyond the cross. Dear younger me. You are holy, you are righteous, you are one of the redeemed, set apart, a brand new heart. You are free indeed. Every mountain, every valley, through every heartache you will see, every moment brings you closer to the who you were meant to be, dear younger me. Until next time, folks, please keep sharing your dovetail. Please keep sharing your dovetail, and God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in. And to listen to this show and other shows, visit the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/PJC Media or download Stitcher on your mobile device so you can tune in to next week for another Dovetails with Deborah.